Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Leonard Rosenthal, and I am a senior principal scientist with Adobe. And I wear a couple of hats there. So the hat I've worn for the longest is I'm the PDF architect here at Adobe. And I, as part of that, spend a lot of time in various standards organizations. And a few years ago, about 2 years ago now, when Adobe started its thinking around what is now the Content Authenticity Initiative, I came on board to lead the architecture for that. So I also serve as Adobe's architect for CAI. And then because of my experience there and in standards, it was a logical choice for me to help pull up the what is now the C2PA, the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, where I run their technical working group.
Leonard, how are you involved with synthetic media?
So my involvement is really on two fronts. And of course, one is, my work as an Adobe employee. So thinking about, what we're going to do both technically and to a certain extent ethically around synthetic media. Certainly the work we've been doing with neural filters in Photoshop has been raising all sorts of eyebrows. And that's really where we think about it. We don't think about it at Adobe from the starting from scratch. We think about it in that a user is going to have some sort of starting point. And then they're going to wish they want the computer to help them out and do things to it. And that's why all the various things that neural filters can do is a great example of that. And this is why it was really the timing was perfect. Our work on CAI and neural filters, they were two different groups, but they were working almost simultaneously. And the fact that one really needed the other for various reasons just really worked out perfectly. Because what we want to do, and this is where, of course, it then leads into the work of the CAI and the C2PA, is identify that this has taken place. So in this, in our world within Adobe, and as I said, this is, there's a starting point. So what we want to do is we want to identify that a user has taken this image and has applied these neural filters or whatever edits or operations they've applied to it. Record that information as part of the provenance, what we're calling your content credentials in the latest betas of Photoshop that are now available. Or latest version, and have that carry through the lifespan of the image so that somebody downstream can look at it and go, oh, okay, I see that they use these tools. Now, all that is providing that is information. We don't see that as it's not a good or a bad thing. It's just what we generally in C2PA world call trust signal. We want users to know what happened and they can use those signals to determine the level of trust. Like, okay, I know it came from you and I know you like neural filters, no problem. If it's somebody I don't know and it doesn't identify itself that way, I'm going to be a little more concerned. And that's where it crosses over into our work as to how we identify these things and we build this system the C2PA and CAI are doing so that the industry-wide, because this is not an Adobe-only thing, but the industry as a whole can start identifying images and audio and video and everything else with these appropriate history and actions.
Leonard, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
The biggest challenge for us is really going to be getting folks to getting the tools, the techniques, and everybody to start adopting this technology. I mean, I don't, the idea of synthetic media using GANs, all of the various approaches that are out there, whether it's, again, starting from nothing or starting from images or colors or patterns and producing something or modifying something, You know, that's out there. That I don't think is the hard part from the technical perspective. I think the two things that are going to be the hardest here, one is going to be, again, how quickly can we get the world, the industry, to adopt attribution, to adopt the work that we're doing at C2PA so that users can make those conscious decisions and know and understand what's going on. And then that leads to the second, I think perhaps really the bigger problem, which is going to be education. How do you educate the average user out there who's looking through their Twitter feed or their Facebook feed or whatnot, or looking on their favorite news sites and see an image or watch a video and get them to understand, you know, when something has been modified or something is synthetic for one way or another, and what that means? And that, again, it's not a bad thing. And it's unfortunate because so far, when people talk about synthetic media, they're usually saying it in the negative because they're talking about it. Somebody altered this video for some bad, you know, for some, you know, intended harm. But yet we all know that there's, in and of itself, synthetic media and the whole process of machine learning and such is not harmful. It's just technology like any other technology and can be applied one way or the other.
Leonard, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
The biggest advice I would give is really come look at what we're doing at c2pa.org and talk to us and make sure that your needs are being met by us and that, and you know, that what we are doing will be useful to you, that the types of work you're focused on are met. You know, it's we've had a general discussion about whether or not we simply want to mark media as being synthetic. You know, what does that mean? Sort of as I started with earlier in this conversation, you know, does that mean that you started from whole cloth and nothing and the computer generated the whole thing? Does it mean that there was a human involved in the loop at some point? Is there a point at which there more computer and less human that you switch? Now all of a sudden it becomes synthetic. What does it mean to be a synthetic asset? You know, what's that defining characteristic so that we can then, as I said, convey that downstream to someone and help them? And maybe it's not a plus, you know, a yes or a no. Maybe it's not a binary decision, but it's a levels of syntheticness, if you will. And again, trying to quantify those things. So I would very much welcome people from the synthetic media community to come join us and give us their input, because it's not one where we are spending, we don't have a lot of experts. We have a couple, but I would say this is an area we would love to have more subject matter experts who could feed into us to help us best represent your world to the outside world.
And Leonard, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Yeah, so the as I mentioned, the content, the C2PA, the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, is at c2pa.org. You'll find there information about our guiding principles, which talks of includes references to synthetic media and our goals there about how we want to handle it, but also the current public draft of our specifications. So you can actually see the technical specifications we're working on and how we're trying to encode and represent this material. So I certainly point you there. From an educational perspective, I'll point you to the CAI contentauthenticity.org, where we are starting to prepare a lot of end user educational material. We posted material around imaging. And how images work, because that's where a lot of, you know, where we started at Adobe on this process. But we're also getting into, and I think this is going to be a big area for synthetic, is video. So we're going to be working on a bunch of material coming up fairly soon on synthetic, you know, not synthetic specifically, but video authenticity, video provenance, and certainly that's going to play out. And of course, video without audio is not entirely useful. So how does that cross into the audio world as well? So I would point you to those two sites right now as your best references.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Cure. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.